You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Carousel Radio. So, in this episode, we have part two of our podcast with Robin Rocket Stewart. Robin Rocket Stewart is an author, an educator who provides autism training, and is the co-host of the 1800 Seconds on Autism podcast for BBC Sounds. Robin is also a composer and trumpet player. Her recordings often feature her trumpet and sometimes her voice, played through a range of effect pedals. She makes experimental music and regularly collaborates with other musicians. Robin is a heart and soul artist. Heart and Soul is a creative arts company and charity based in South London who supports the talents of people with learning disabilities. Robin organises regular live music events called Robin's Rockets at Cafe Otto in Dalston, East London. Robin's Rockets events offer a space for experimental music and improvisation by musicians with and without a disability. Previous guests include Jamaica, The Carbonators, and Sam Castle Ward, who we've had on Carousel Radio before. Robin has released 30 EPs, singles, and albums, which are available on Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, SoundCloud, and other streaming services. In this show, Robin will be picking a selection of tracks from her back catalogue and telling us about her journey and inspirations as an artist and event organiser. Robin, thanks for taking part in the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here. You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio. Radio.
I'm Robin Rocket. I play trumpet through guitar pedals and sometimes I sing too. I use lots of different kinds of effects on my trumpet. Some of my favourites are delay. I also like pitch shifting, which means recently I bought this new pedal. It's called a Grand Canyon. It sounds like this.
Involvement with Heart and Soul.
So Heart and Soul believe in the power and talents of people with learning disabilities and autistic people. They're an arts charity in South East London and I work a day a week with them as a creative associate. Heart and Soul helped me to get a music publishing contract, which just means that all my music will go on places like Spotify and Deezer and things like that. And then I thought it would be really good to maybe play with people that other people had heard of. Maybe that would help algorithms so more people would find my music. But also that it's really fun to play with other people. I really love doing that. So I thought, well, that's a win-win. So I asked Paddy Steer, so Andy Diagrow and I feel like we're cosmically related. And then Paddy Steer is like a distant uncle or something. So I asked Paddy if he'd like to make some music with me, and he said yeah. And so this is called Lunar Stop? And I did some improvisation on the trumpet, and I sent it to him, and then he did some stuff and he sent it to me. So that's Lunar Stop? This is a new single by me, Robin Rocket, and Paddy Steer. Paddy Steer is spelled P-A-D-D-Y, and a new word, Steer, S-T-E-E-R. And you can get it on Bandcamp, hatonauts.com, which is H-A-T-O-N-A-U-T-S.com. But if you just type in Robin Rocket into Spotify or Amazon Prime or anything like that, you should find it.
Tell us about collaborating. Why does this appeal to you?
I like collaborating with other people because they have ideas that you don't have because they're them and you're you. And when you collaborate, you get to share ideas with each other and you get to create something new that neither of you would have been able to create on your own. And I think that's really exciting.
Can you tell us about the music you are making with Dean Rodney from The Fish Police?
I'm working with Dean Rodney Jr. We've done stuff together as a duo, like a song called Dean Wave. But this summer, I'm in his live band. I'm playing trumpet and we're going to different festivals to perform with Dean's band.
It's the sound of the Dean Wave. That's the sound of the Dean Wave. It's the sound of the Dean Wave. That's the sound of the Dean Wave. Dean Wave. Dean Wave.
Dean Wave by Dean Rodney Jr. and me, Robin Rocket, and you're listening to Carousel Radio. The next track I'm going to play is Go Deep. I really like Thurston Moore's album Spirit Council, and I was at the Sunwar Orchestra's gigs in London recently. Sunwar Orchestra is like a big band, but they come from like Venus or something. They're really cool and have great costumes and they make amazing music. And they're led by this guy, Marshall Allen, who's 98. Anyway, before the gig, Thurston Moore, who people might know him from Sonic Youth, was DJing. My friend Seb was there and Seb really wanted to meet Thurston. And I know Thurston a bit and I'm mostly not a shy person. So I just went up to chat to Thurston and Seb came over. I was like, oh, and this is my friend Seb. And then, oh, would you like to get a photo together? I wanted to help Seb. So I asked Thurston and he kindly agreed. So I took a picture of Seb and Thurston together. And I wanted to thank Thurston and I wanted him to like really know I appreciated it, because I think if you're Thurston Moore, you get asked for a lot of photos and it must be quite boring. And so I thought, what could I do? And I was thinking, well, I could make some music for him. And I really like the Spirit Council album. So I thought I'll make something that kind of maybe is from that same universe. And so I made this, just sat down and I thought about Sun Ra and the gigs that we'd gone to and about Spirit Council. And I came up with like probably about half an hour of like improvisation. And yeah, I was really happy with it. So this track is called Light Comes and it's from my Go Deep EP that came out in 2022.
Thank you.
March 2020, you wrote an article for Wired magazine's website as showing seven musical artists from the disability arts community, including Bob Ballou, Daniel Wakeford, Lizzie Emma, K-Dog, Carbonators, Jamaica, and The Fish Police. What are your thoughts on the opportunities available for musical artists with a learning disability?
It's really good that there's gigs where there are people that are just putting on bands with learning disabilities and autistic artists. That's really important. But I also think that they need to be able to play at the same gigs as people without learning disabilities or autistic people, because otherwise your audience is quite small within the sort of, I suppose, grassroots, like they're kind of promoters that put on this kind of music. And if people see that it's a promoter that they recognise or a night they recognise, maybe they'd be more likely to come. So there are opportunities. And certainly one of the things about Robin's Rocket for me is showing people what inclusive conscious can look like, but then helping people to be able to do it for themselves so that more gigs and venues can be more friendly for more people. I mean, that's not just about disability, but what it would mean is that more artists with learning disabilities and autistic artists would be able to play at mainstream gigs, and they wouldn't just have to play to the learning disability crowd, which, you know, like there's a lot of people in the UK, I'm not sure how many, but only 1.5 million people have a learning disability. And that might seem like a lot, but like obviously artists with learning disabilities play all kinds of different genres, from like free jazz like Jamaica to jazz soul like Lizzie Emma to rap like K-Dog, singer-songwriter like Daniel Wakeford, Bob Ballou. Yeah, I guess he's kind of like a rock band, got like punk, I guess like Zombie Crash or Heavy Load, you know. So there's all these different artists and they play these different genres, and an audience of 1.5 million quickly becomes very small when you think about the town that you live in and then the kind of music that you make. And I think it's important that people with learning disabilities and autistic people can play to everybody, that they shouldn't just have to play to other people with learning disabilities and autistic people. Being able to be in a band, some of it depends on having the money to pay for a rehearsal studio and selling CDs and people hearing about you. And if people don't hear your music, then they won't invite you to play gigs. So if people can hear your music in different places, then that's going to help everybody.
Tell us about improvised music. Why do you like it?
I like improvised music because you are just making it up. It's new every time and you don't have the pressure of trying to get it exactly right. And I think for me, that reflects what my life is like. I'm an imperfect person because I have, you know, physical disabilities and stuff, but that doesn't mean that I'm any less than another person that doesn't have physical disabilities. And so I think sometimes people think it's really important that you play music exactly as it's written down. And for some music that is important, but I think it's really good if you can have music also that is just made up and that people, they're just in the moment. And I think also the advantage of that is that you are responding to the people in front of you. So sometimes when I do a gig, the audience might feel a bit unsure of me. And then it might be a good idea for me to go into the audience and play to them, just be a bit closer to them rather than on a stage. But other times, the audience, they really don't want me to do that and they just want to sit and listen.
But you know, it's scary sometimes. And it's okay to feel scared.
This track is called It's Okay to Be Scared. When the war first started in Ukraine, I heard on the news about parents having to talk to their children about a war and having to explain it to them. And I was just thinking about what it might feel like if you're a child to learn about the war in Ukraine and how confusing and frightening it might be. And especially because we've just had COVID, you know, if you imagine being like six or something and the whole world just seems like one thing after another all the time and confusing. And so it was inspired by that. It's called It's Okay to Be Scared. And I know that a lot of people have said that they really like it. They really sort of identify with it. And it's just a simple tune. It's got maybe four or five notes in it, but it's been very popular I mean, not that I'm that popular, but this is the one that people have talked a lot about.
Tell us about your BBC Sounds podcast, 1800 Seconds on Alston.
So I co-host a BBC podcast called 1800 Seconds on Autism. I think that 1800 seconds is how many seconds there are in 28 minutes, because I think that's how long the podcast is. I co-host it with a guy called Jamie Knight, and he has a lion. I think lion is 4 foot. He's a cuddly lion. And Jamie and I are both autistic, and we talk about lots of different things. And we've done 3 series of it. I don't know if there's going to be a 4th series, but I think there's something like 24 episodes on the BBC Sounds app. So if you type in 1800, that's 1800, into the BBC Sounds app, you'll probably find it. So I've written 3 books. They're called The Independent Woman's Handbook for Super Safe Living on the Autistic Spectrum, The Autism-Friendly Guide to Periods, and The Autism-Friendly Guide to Self-Employment. And soon you'll be able to get The Autism-Friendly Guide to Self-Employment in audiobook format. You can find these books in bookshops, and they're published by the publisher Jessica Kingsley Publishers. Their website is www.jkp.com.
And what are your plans for the future, may I ask?
Hopefully next year, every other month, there'll be a Robin's Rocket radio show. The radio show will be asking people about their musical experiences and music that is important to them. There are Robin's Rocket events the 17th of November at Café Otto, which is part of the EFG London Jazz Festival. And that gig will have Donna Thompson, Floating World Pictures, and a trio, including a guy called Patrick, who comes from Oslo and plays the flute. You can find me on social media Robin Rocket. Robin is spelled R-O-B-Y-N. Rocket is spelled the usual way. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, and I have a Facebook page. And you can also visit my website, www.robinrocket.com.
Robin, thanks for taking part in the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Fran. Thank you so much. I really appreciated the opportunity to share my music with you. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I hope we'll meet in real life one day.
Yay. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Robin has released nearly 30 EPs, singles and albums, which are available on Bandcamp, Spotify and other streaming services. To support Robin and purchase the music, head to her Bandcamp page, hatonauts.com, where you can also buy Robin's Rockets t-shirt in the merch section. To keep up to date, visit robinrockets.com or follow Robin's Rocket on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. We loved you, Robin.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.